Roughly two-thirds of voters backed the smoke-free referendum. It would prohibit smoking in Marshfield's offices, bars, and restaurants. Backers argued it simply made sense, as the city's home to several prominent health and medical facilities, including the Marshfield Clinic. Dave Willey is president of the Breathe Free Marshfield campaign. He says roughly 300 volunteers have campaigned hard to make Marshfield a smoke-free city. Willie says he hopes it'll get momentum going to revisit a statewide smoking ban proposal recently pushed by the governor, which failed to make it through the legislature.
Hopefully, this will send a message to Madison that if they're not going to get their act together and pass a strong, clean state bill, that local communities like Marshfield or like Eau Claire last week will step up themselves, take the bull by the horns, and pass clean air protection in their own communities.
Willie says the Marshfield City Council will now meet to review implementation of the ordinance and hopefully make it effective within 30 days. Yesterday's vote came on the heels of Fitchburg's implementation of its own smoke-free ordinance. Nearly three dozen Wisconsin communities have similar ordinances. The Tavern League has fought hard against smoke-free measures, arguing they hurt businesses. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.